Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Read, read, books, books. Read, read, books, books.
Well, it's Tuesday and it's time for book picks, although Suzanne and I are spending a lot of time just talking about the Tony Awards. And maybe we can even get to that later. I don't know. But it is a delight to have her with us, as it always is. Susanna Hermans is of Oblong Books and Music in Millerton and Rhinebeck. She joins us to present some wonderful authors and books. So when you're not down in the city seeing fine theater, you can curl up and read a great book. And she has suggestions for us to do just that this morning. It is a delight, as always, to have you in our presence.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Likewise.
Thank you. Where would you like to begin?
Oh, my goodness. So today I brought with me a stack of kids and young adult books. I know it's a little early to think about summer reading, but not in my world.
Well, you know, you look at it this world, mm-hmm. in this world, too, that in just 2 weeks, the summer blockbusters will start coming out at the movie theaters. So the first one being Spider-Man. And colleges are out, so it is not too early to start thinking about summer reading.
I feel better now. It is
you
basically
are justified.
May, let's be honest.
Yes, it is basically May.
So the first book I brought to talk about is called Rules of Summer. It's the newest book from Sean Tan. It just hit the shelves this week. And if you don't know Sean Tan, he did a book a few years ago called The Arrival, which is almost a graphic novel. It's very large format, sepia tone illustrations. And it's the story of an immigrant coming to a new city, but that new city is maybe some sort of other world. Mm. Really widely hailed as one of the most amazing pieces of graphic literature out there. And this is his newest. It's amazing. It's a picture book. It's for a little younger children than The Arrival. I would say maybe five to ten, I would say, because it's one of these books that can really appeal to a wide audience and also to grown-ups. His art is absolutely stunning. He's Australian, and so tragically he can never win the Caldecott Medal, but this is the kind of guy who would have won it twice by now. He's absolutely a genius
and
artist.
This is somewhat otherworldly too, isn't it?
It is, and the basic premise is it's about two boys who may or may not be brothers who are describing things that have happened to them during their summer vacation, but they're not just regular things. They're sort of magical, mystical. It's one of these things you can open a page and it will have, you know, four words on one side and an image on the right, and you could spend half an hour talking about what that means.
Right. This is the type of book, and I want people to check this book out. I don't want to, you know, scare people away, but I do have to say there's one here that says never leave the back door open overnight. This picture when I was a child would have scared the zippers off of me.
Yeah,
it's sort of a living room with these lizards and octopus coming out and huge like a bolt of fire coming up and growing. Is that fire or a tree?
I don't know.
Yeah,
we could talk about it.
Yeah, that's
a
question. There you go.
If you guys know the book The Mysteries of Harris Burdick that Chris Van Allsburg did
years
and years ago, this is very reminiscent of that as far as how I related to it as a kid. When I read this book for the first time, Rules of Summer, I just fell in love.
I love books that can be entertaining and a Rorschach test.
Right?
That's good.
Win-win.
All right. It's good stuff. Sean Tan, Rules of Summer.
And next up I have a chapter book, which I don't usually talk about. Chapter books would be a book for a kid who's maybe 6 to 9 years old and is sort of just grasping, you know, the ability to really read a narrative story.
Second, third grade.
Lots of illustrations. This book is called Three Ring Rascals, The Show Must Go On. It's the first in a new series by Kate Kleiss and Sarah Kleiss. And it's so delightful. It's about a circus filled with animals, and it's a happy circus. But the ringleader, circus owner, is getting ready to retire. He's older, and he's testing out a replacement ringleader. So he leaves the circus under the care of this new guy, who of course is a dastardly, you know, villain who pushes the animals, makes them work too hard, and you know it's absolutely delightful. And the animals have to learn how to take care of themselves and fight back and take down this evil doer. But it's very lighthearted. It's not, you know, dark in any way. And it's the first in a series. I'm totally excited about it. illustrations are adorable.
It looks very cute.
And it makes a great read aloud, too, for younger kids, like 4 or 5 years old.
I'm really surprised that it's the author is not British, because it has a very British feel to it.
It does,
when you have a character
yeah.
by the name of Barnabas Brambles, you think perhaps we have a British book on our hands. But that looks really fun. The show must go on. The Three Ring Rascals, Book One. Cool.
Cool.
By Kate Kleiss.
Yeah. And then my next one is, and actually we're going to have an event this Sunday. It's the first in a trilogy for upper middle grade, I would say like maybe ages 10 to 14. It's called Deep Blue. It's the first book in the Waterfire Saga by Jennifer Donnelly. Jennifer lives in the Hudson Valley. She's one of our fabulous local authors. And she's written books for adults and for teenagers previously. She has won numerous awards for her writing. Her work is just absolutely magnificent. And she was approached by Disney to write this new series. So she was sort of handed this packet of materials, this Bible of this mermaid universe, and said, go write a series based on these ideas. And she has done that. I'm so excited about this because I know she's a fantastic writer. I haven't read it yet myself, but they're really positioning this as one of their biggest, Disney's biggest series for the summer. Don't be scared off by the word Disney. It is legitimately excellent literature.
They're
like a real publisher for
like
kids
everything.
And teens.
They own, you know, they can own whatever they want.
And exactly, and that's fine.
They happen to own a publishing company.
So if you like mermaid adventure, a little bit of darkness with your mermaids, I think this is a great book for you. It doesn't even officially release.
Darkness with your mermaids.
dark mermaid book. It releases officially on May 6th, but we're actually having Jennifer's launch party at our store this Sunday, May 4th. So if you want to get it in your hands before anybody else, come to our event. We're going to have all sorts of themed snacks like gummy fish and underwater cupcakes. I'm just so excited, basically.
Sounds great. It is Deep Blue, and Jennifer Donnelly is the author, and that sounds like a lot of fun. And that event happens this Sunday, the launch event, at 4 o'clock at the Rhinebeck store of Oblong Books, and we'll give all the information so you can check that out. Cool.
And then on Tuesday the 6th, we're having another launch party, because it's party week at Oblong, for Emmy Laybourne, who writes, this is a third book in her trilogy for teens, I'd say 12 and up. It's the Monument 14 series. The third one is called Savage Drift. And the basic premise of Monument 14, which is a favorite of mine, is about a group of kids who are on their way to school in a school bus. All of a sudden, the world starts to end outside the bus. So the bus driver drives the bus in through the front doors of a Walmart, and the kids are living in this Walmart as the world is ending outside, and they don't know what's happening. So it's really good, high action, energy. The cool part is it's all kids of all different ages, so it's like the older kids have to take care of the little kids. And 14 sort of refers to how many kids are left after this goes down. Fabulous.
I'm just paging through, but there seems to be a lot of talk about spinal fluid.
Yeah, it gets a little more high tech in the second and third books. It's a little more like, oh, why is the world ending? As
all
opposed
right.
to it's just happening. Yeah.
Riveting stuff.
Wait till you get to the next book here.
All right. Emmy Laybourne. It's Monument 14, Savage Drift. And that event is Tuesday, also at the Rhinebeck store at 7 o'clock, Tuesday, May 6th. All right.
So my next book is absolutely one of the most delightful and bizarre books I have the privilege to talk about. It's called Noggin, N-O-G-G-I-N, by John Corey Whaley. And it is the story. This is, I say, is for like a 14 and up teenager.
Okay.
I'm getting very excited, you can tell, because I'm starting to stumble over my words. It's about a kid who's dying of cancer, and he knows he's going to die. So the doctors are like, well, let's just cut your head off and freeze it. And then I'm sure the technology will get better pretty soon. And then we'll just try reattaching it to a body and see what happens. So he's like, well, sure, I'm going to die anyway. So he says his goodbyes. He gets his head cut off, frozen. And then when the book starts, he has just been reattached to a new body. He would assume it must be at least 20, 40 years in the future. It's been 5 years. All his friends are now 20. 21. He is still 16 and has to go back to high school. And his girlfriend has, of course, is engaged to another guy, and he's dealing with being stuck back in high school. Meanwhile, he's got this brand new hot body, and what goes down with that. It's hysterically funny.
So this is like an 80s movie.
Basically. Okay. But incredibly good writing. It's just basically my dreamscape for a book. It's amazing.
Wasn't Judge Reinhold in this?
Oh, my God. Don't even
Fred Savage. 5 years later, his head is reattached to some other guy's body, and here I am, despite all logic. I'm 16, and everything and everyone around me has changed. That includes my bedroom, my parents, my best friend, and my girlfriend, or maybe she's not my girlfriend anymore. That's a bit fuzzy, too. The name of the book is Noggin by John Corey Whaley.
I think this is also good for adult men.
Okay.
That's my pick for grown-up boys. and then the last three that I want to talk about quickly is another event we're having at the store on May 18th.
This is like a super event.
This is a super event. I'm pretty stoked about it, I have to tell you. So we have three YA authors, three superstar authors coming on May 18th at 4 o'clock at the Rhinebeck store. The first one is Sarah Malinowski. She has written lots of books for teens and for younger kids. This is her new one. It's called Don't Even Think About It. And the basic premise is it's about a group of kids who get a flu shot at school, except for that flu shot gives them all ESP. And now they can hear what each other are thinking. It's fantastic. She's just a super smart writer who takes these sort of high concept ideas and brings them to a really like school teenage level.
So the three kids get the ESP.
I think it's like more than the three kids.
Anyone who got the shot.
Yeah. But you know, not everybody got the same shot. I don't know.
I see.
It's really exciting.
Okay.
And fun.
All right.
And she is a hoot. If you don't know her work, and you probably don't. And you should. She's great.
Well, she's also the author of Bras and Broomsticks and Frogs and French Kisses. So
yeah, basically. She's the coolest. She also has a chapter book series called Whatever After that are super feminist girl chapter books that have these really pink, glittery covers. So they look like the total like girl candy. And then you give them to your 7-year-old and she turns into a super feminist.
Okay.
It's pretty great.
Well, That is great. So Sunday, May 18th at 4 o'clock.
Yep.
And Sarah will be along with?
Along with Anne Brashears, who is most famous for writing the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
That's
books,
right.
Of which they just announced they're going to make a third movie. I'm very excited about that. Same actresses. Because in the last book of the series, they're all grown up.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, what happens to them as grown ups?
Well, good. I want to see Amber Tamblyn working again.
Who doesn't?
Yes.
Yeah. Anne Brashears' new book is called The Here and Now, and it's a little different from what she's done in the past. It has a little bit of a paranormal quality. It's about a girl who's an immigrant, but she's not an immigrant from another place. She's an immigrant from another time, and I'm really excited to read it. It looks fantastic. It just came out, so you can pick it up now, and she's just a superstar. I'm very excited to have her here. And then the last book isn't even out yet. I think it comes out the week before our event. It's called We Were Liars by E. Lockhart. And I dare say this is the YA book of the summer as far as contemporary sort of realistic books go. I can't talk about what the book is about because that is an important spoiler. But if you have any interest in reading YA books, if you've ever read a YA book, whether you're a teenager or an adult, you need to read We Were Liars. It's absolutely stunning. It has gotten the best reviews of anything that I have seen in recent years. If you like John Green, you'll love it. If you like Sarah Dessen, you'll like it. But it's really super, super smart. Lots of twists and turns and a beautiful narration. I want you to know now, because in 3 months, when this is like the number one book in the country, I want you to say, dang it, Susanna said I should have read that ages ago. So it's not out yet. It is coming out mid-May, and you can meet Emily, the author, at our store on Sunday, May 18th. With these other ladies. It's going to be a super fun event. I'm very excited.
That event, all three of the last three books that we mentioned, May 18th at 4 o'clock. Oblong Books and Music is located in Rhinebeck and Millerton, and you can see Susanna's list on our website, wamc.org/bookpicks, and just click there and it'll link you right to the Oblong site, and you can plan your summer reading and beyond. wamc.org/bookpicks. And better yet, go visit them in Rhinebeck and Millerton. It's a wonderful, wonderful, embracing literary place to be. Susanna, it's always wonderful to see you. Thank you very much. We look forward to having you back in a few weeks.
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.